With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big news we told you about yesterday from several sources. It looks like, I'm not sure if it's a done deal. Jim Worthington might know. Jim owns that giant gym complex, a physical fitness center out there. He was with us the other day talking about all these things going on in Bucks County. And he talked about, yeah, maybe the president will come here and go to that cornfield that's out there. We're talking about the big caravan that happened this last weekend, with a gazillion cars and 17 miles going from Newtown right through PhD mom country, Doylestown. Jim Worthington joins us here next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, good Friday. Welcome in.
Thanks, Dom. How you doing?
Very well, Jim. Well, we were ahead of the curve with you talking about this a little bit. Is it a deal that the president's coming to Bucks County?
You know, it seemed like, 24 hours ago, I would have told you it sounded like it was pretty certain. But now it seems like it's it's still a 50-50 whether he comes at all. And if he does, the story I'm getting, it could be Monday, but it could be next Saturday. It seems like it's the president, from what I understand, they know that Bucks County's dying to get him here. I would have told you from the people I know, particularly through my connection through the president's fitness council, because, you know, I get invited through that group. They had told me if I didn't get a email confirmation by Saturday night to let them know for me and my son, because, you know, they wanted to make sure I could attend. That was as late as 7 o'clock last night, but you know, since then things have seemed to cool off in regards to, is it going to be Monday, is it going to be Saturday, or is it going to be at all? So I mean, trying to temper expectations right now, because I would have told you, I did tell people I thought it was 99% certain it was going to happen on Monday, and now I'm hearing particularly since I was waiting for an email to be invited myself. So I think now we got to sit back and wait and see.
Well, it would be at one of those airports in Bucks County, like Perkasie, something like that. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's what I was told. I was told it would be if it was Bucks County, that would be the spot. And in fact, I had actually had people tell me that through the grapevine, they had talked to the Perkasie Airport, and they kind of, you know, winked and nodded, saying that, yeah, you know, this is probably going to happen Monday. But now everybody's kind of cooled back down, and we're waiting to hear. You know, I'm getting hundreds and hundreds of requests for, can I get them in and people in and so on and so forth. And, you know, I don't have that kind of pull to make those type of tickets happen, but I can at least tell them and direct people how to go about getting them, if in fact it happens. But I know people are excited, and, you know, they should stay excited. I think the more excitement there is, the more that they'll have to think about coming here, even if they, you know, hadn't planned on it. But my understanding is that this was pretty much a done deal, and now I don't know why it's cooled off, but I don't think it's cooled off to the point that it's not going to happen. It just could be a change of date.
Well, exactly. Well, look, they haven't been here, the president, in the Southeast. Like, what's the closest he's been in the last few months here in the Southeast, other than when he did the town hall in Philadelphia? I'm talking about a rally they're doing most of them toward Pittsburgh and the like and all that. And, Jim, the only thing I could say to take away from last night's debate, Joe Biden and fracking, maybe they're going to drill down a lot on that. And Joe Biden and fossil fuels, that was one of the biggest unforced errors ever.
Yeah, there's no question. That was a total mistake on his behalf. And then when you talked about, eliminating or the oil industry over time, I mean, how does that play in Texas and Oklahoma and, everywhere else that Louisiana, it's just crazy. I thought the president did a phenomenal job last night, and I think he put the vice president on the ropes. And at the end of the day, that's where I think he got frustrated. I particularly liked when he checked his watch at 10:22. I think he had enough at that point, Vice President Biden. I think he just wanted to get out of there and go back to the basement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the tell, though. How damaged was he by this? Does he campaign this weekend or not? Now, this billboard that an entrepreneurial woman put up on 95 about women voting for President Trump, particularly in Bucks County, yet she felt too much heat. She had to get you to put your name on that, right?
Yeah, she did it through, and she deserves all the credit. She went through my assistant, Linda Mitchell, who organizes all our stuff. And basically, she needed our PAC, People for America, to be able to put that up. So I think it was a little bit more that you you needed a political action committee to be able to put something like that up to make sure that she didn't, break any campaign
okay.
rules.
All right,
or anything
but the sentiment is it. We're in agreement on this, and she's right that this is where the final lap is with suburban women. If they reject President Trump more than in 2016, I think that's going to be very difficult, despite the inroads with others. If they're around where they were in 2016, anywhere around that, he's going to win Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've been saying since day one that the suburban, educated soccer mom's going to be the one that's going to decide Pennsylvania. And if you win Pennsylvania, whoever wins is going to be the next president. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line here with the suburban moms. I just hope that I'm really hoping a lot of them haven't voted already. I mean, with the latest news coming out and, of course, last night's debate, That's the problem with voting early. I mean, October surprises, things happen, you get more information.
Sure.
And certainly, the number one thing, and I have some close ties to the police and people that protect us, they're just amazed that the suburban moms don't, heed to what they're saying. They say that the threat to the suburbs and the problems in the Philadelphia, they're just a matter of time before they come up here, and they're shocked that they're not getting the support, not only of them, but of the president. They just shake their head. They've said to me repeatedly, if people knew in the suburbs what we were facing and what lies out there. I mean, people getting threatened. I mean, I've had death threats, because I'm a Trump supporter. People are being outed and doxed, because they are Trump supporters.
Sure.
Getting letters
exactly.
to their homes. It's a bad situation.
Hey, Jim, please keep us in the loop, and I know if anybody knows, you will, and thanks for the great work you're doing on this.
No problem, Dom. I'll let you know as soon as I hear something. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.